The Book of 1 John, Chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. For the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father, and with his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we have heard of him, and declare unto you, that Elohim is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him, and walk in darkness, we lie, and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Yahushua HaMashiach, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Chapter 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Yahushua HaMashiach the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we guard his commandments. He that says, I know him, and guards not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso guards his word, in him truly is the love of Elohim perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shines. He that says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loves his brother abides in the light, and there is no occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hates his brother is in darkness and walks in darkness and knows not whither he goes, because that darkness has blinded his eyes. I write unto you, little children, because your sins are forgiven you for his name's sake. I write unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because ye have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because ye have known the Father. I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of Elohim abides in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world passes away, and the lust thereof, but he that does the will of Elohim abides forever. Little children, it is the last time. And as ye have heard that anti-Mashiach shall come, even now are there many anti-Mashiachs, whereby we know that it is the last time. They went out from us, but they were not of us. For if they had been of us, they would no doubt have continued with us. But they went out, that they might be made manifest that they were not all of us. But ye have an unction from the Holy One, and ye know all things. I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. Who is a liar but he that denies that Yahushua is HaMashiach? He is anti-Mashiach that denies the Father and the Son. Whosoever denies the Son, the same has not the Father, but he that acknowledges the Son has the Father also. Let that therefore abide in you, which ye have heard from the beginning. If that which ye have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, ye also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that he has promised us, even eternal life. These things have I written unto you concerning them that seduce you. But the anointing which ye have received of him abides in you, and ye need not that any man teach you. But as the same anointing teaches you of all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, ye shall abide in him. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence, and not be ashamed before him at his coming. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone that does righteousness is born of him. Chapter 3. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of Elohim. Therefore the world knows us not, because it knew him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of Elohim, and it does not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And every man that has this hope in him purifies himself, even as he is pure. Whosoever commits sin transgresses also the Torah, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abides in him sins not, whosoever sins has not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that does righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that commits sin is of the devil, for the devil sins from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of Elohim was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of Elohim does not commit sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin, because he is born of Elohim. In this the children of Elohim are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever does not righteousness is not of Elohim, neither he that loves not his brother. For this is the message that ye have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil, and his brother's righteous. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hate you. We know that we have passed from death unto life, because we love the brethren. He that loves not his brother abides in death. Whosoever hates his brother is a murderer, and ye know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Hereby perceive we the love of Elohim, because he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But whoso has this world's good, and sees his brother have need, and shuts up his heart of compassion from him, how dwells the love of Elohim in him? My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth, and shall assure our hearts before him. For if our heart condemn us, Elohim is greater than our heart, and knows all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward Elohim. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we guard his commandments, and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Yahushua HaMashiach, and love one another, as he gave us commandment. And he that guards his commandments dwells in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abides in us by the Ruach which he has given us. Chapter 4. Beloved, believe not every Ruach, but try the Ruachs, whether they are of Elohim, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Ruach Elohim. Every Ruach that confesses that Yahushua HaMashiach is come in the flesh is of Elohim. And every Ruach that confesses not that Yahushua HaMashiach is come in the flesh is not of Elohim. And this is that Ruach of anti-Mashiach, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Ye are of Elohim, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore speak they of the world, and the world hears them. We are of Elohim. He that knows Elohim hears us. He that is not of Elohim hears not us. Hereby know we the Ruach of truth and the Ruach of error. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of Elohim, and everyone that loves is born of Elohim, and knows that Elohim. He that loves not knows not Elohim, for Elohim is love. In this was manifested the love of Elohim toward us, because that Elohim sent his beloved Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved Elohim, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if Elohim so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen Elohim at any time. If we love one another, Elohim dwells in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Ruach. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Yahusha is the Son of Elohim, Elohim dwells in him, and he in Elohim. And we have known and believed the love that Elohim has to us. Elohim is love, and he that dwells in love dwells in Elohim, and Elohim in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love Elohim, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother whom he has seen, how can he love Elohim whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loves Elohim love his brother also. Chapter 5. Whosoever believes that Yahusha is HaMashiach is born of Elohim, and everyone that loves him that begat loves him also that is begotten of him. By this we know that we love the children of Elohim when we love Elohim and guard his commandments. For this is the love of Elohim, that we guard his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of Elohim overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcomes the world, but he that believes that Yahusha is the Son of Elohim? This is he that came by water and blood, even Yahusha HaMashiach, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Ruach that bears witness, because the Ruach is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Ruach HaKodesh, and these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Ruach and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of Elohim is greater, for this is the witness of Elohim which he has testified of his Son. He that believes on the Son of Elohim has the witness in himself. He that believes not Elohim has made him a liar, because he believes not the record that Elohim gave of his Son. And this is the record, that Elohim has given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that has the Son has life, and he that has not the Son of Elohim has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of Elohim, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of Elohim. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. If any man see his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, he shall ask, and he shall give him life for them that sin not unto death. There is a sin unto death. I do not say that he shall pray for it. All unrighteousness is sin, and there is a sin not unto death. We know that whosoever is born of Elohim sins not, but he that is begotten of Elohim guards himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of Elohim, and the whole world lies in wickedness. And we know that the Son of Elohim is come, and has given us an understanding, that we may know him that is true, and we are in him that is true, even in his Son, Yahusha HaMashiach. This is the true Elohim and eternal life. Little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen.